DW.
Could this be the sound of a greener future? In a crowded, sweaty, dark Berlin cellar club, partygoers with their eyes closed and their arms up in the air are moving to the electronic beats the DJ is throwing into the excited crowd. While the clubbers are sipping on their Mate vodkas and taking a drag from their cigarettes, laser lights are swirling across their heads. But they're not just any lights, they're LED lights powered by green energy. That's because more and more clubs in Berlin, like the famous gay club Schwutz, are trying to become more sustainable.
Tatsächlich das Thema Nachhaltigkeit, also das ist eine Frage, die uns schon länger umtreibt.
The question of how to be sustainable as a club has been on our minds for a while. We already switched to LED technology, but we believe we can do more. If you look at how much waste we produce as a club, it becomes clear that sustainability is an important issue.
Dann ist es auf jeden Fall eine wichtige Frage.
That's Marcel Weber, CEO of Schwutz. He's participating in a new climate project by the German NGO Friends of the Earth Germany and the association Clubliebe e.V. that's designed to help clubs in Berlin become more sustainable. Financed by the Berlin Senate, the project sends experts like Constanze Meyer to clubs to advise them on how they can become more eco-friendly.
We actually go to clubs if they ask us to and have a look around which kind of technology they are using, for example, which kind of lighting or heating or fridges.
She then advises them on measures they can take to become more green, from switching to green energy to reducing their water consumption and managing their trash better, or just avoiding plastics altogether. Maya has scheduled 2 days to inspect the entire Schwutz Club, from sound cables to cooling units, to find ways to decrease the club's carbon footprint. And Schwutz CEO Weber is excited about it.
Also was cool wäre, ist tatsächlich so eine
What would be super cool is if we find a way to digitally control our cooling units so that our fridges don't have to run 24/7 and save electricity that way.
Strom zu sparen.
Another idea that has been floating around is building dance floors that produce electricity. Dutch designer Dan Rosgaard invented a sustainable dance floor, which is using floor tiles that harvest the energy of the dancers and then turn it into electricity. The invention is already in use in a club in Rotterdam and could now become a reality in Berlin as well.
We want to bring that spirit and these kind of good examples to Germany too.
The problem is that technology like that is really expensive and most Berlin clubs only have short rental agreements, so big investments like that might not be worth it.
So they have really short perspectives and that keeps them from doing bigger investments in, for example, energy-efficient technology.
Now politicians like Georg Kössler, Green Party representative for climate protection and club culture in Berlin, want to change that.
We have made available a multi-million dollar fund for climate protection in general within the city, and there's still a lot of money left. So if whoever has a good idea has to come forward. We even have a call for clubs. If you have an innovative project to save energy or to make your club green, you can apply for funds.
According to estimations by Friends of the Earth Germany, one club emits around 30 tons of CO2 per year. A club also uses as much electricity over the course of a single weekend as one household does over an entire year. But encouraging clubs to become more sustainable is not just about CO2 emissions. There's an even bigger picture.
I think Berlin clubs are trendsetters, not just in terms of music, that's obvious, but also in terms of lifestyle. And when people see, oh, they don't use plastic straws anymore, maybe they start thinking more about it. So yes, that's actually why we as politicians focus on clubs now, because they're such big trendsetters. Thousands of people in Berlin go to clubs, thousands of people are coming to Berlin for the clubs. We can really reach a lot of people by working with the clubs and making the clubs greener.
And it's not just about reaching people, it's about tapping into Berlin's creative spirit to come up with new ideas how to be more green.
The creative potential that is in the scene, it can lead to really good new ideas to tackle environmental issues.
And it turns out, clubbers are actually open for it. Meyer interviewed clubgoers in Berlin for a study and found out that more than 90% of the respondents wished clubs were more sustainable. More than 80% said they would be willing to support clubs by taking action themselves. Meyer believes Berlin's clubbing scene has the potential to make big changes in society and start environmental movements and campaigns.
The clubbing scene has always been kind of a nucleus where a lot of social movements came from. Thinking about Love Parade, at least in the beginning, they really had political messages, which then affected the whole society.
For politician Kössler, it's time for Berlin clubs to use their potential to fight against climate change.
Most Berlin clubs rather take on their social responsibility.
For example, by organizing initiatives for a more open society, by standing up for LGBTQ rights and speaking out against racism and xenophobia.
And I really think that's a good thing, but we want to broaden their focus to environmental factors as well.
That way, he believes Berlin's clubs can serve as a role model for cities across the world.
I hope that other cities will look towards Berlin and say, okay, that's a good idea. We want to make our clubs as green, and we take public money to make those clubs green because this really has an outreach.
Weber vom Schwurz agrees that Berlin is the perfect starting point for that.
Also ich glaube, Berlin hat den großen Vorteil, dass wir einfach diese Freiheit auch in den Köpfen haben.
Berlin has the huge advantage that we have the freedom in our heads to think of new ways how to tackle issues differently. And often enough, that has inspired others to follow our lead.
Davon inspiriert fühlen, es auch zu übernehmen.
For DW, this is Anna-Sophie Brentlin in Berlin.
DW.